For those who follow popular culture, the slide into debasement is palpable. From the F-bomb to the pornographic exposure, America has become the land of anything goes. The once provincial, laced-up nation, challenged by the liberal view of expression, has lost. Victorian notions of modesty are as outmoded as horse-drawn plows. A couple of months ago, an 11-year-old tape of Donald Trump was aired in which he employed vulgar and uncouth language about women. It was inexcusable, notwithstanding the debasement in the culture. As one might guess, this matter became the focus of the Clinton campaign for president. First Lady Michelle Obama said she was shaken to my core by Trump's comments, and alas, she has a point. However, if Trump's lewd remarks are so meaningful, it is worth asking why she and the president have openly promoted rap artists who glorify misogyny, sexual objectification of women, date rape, and cop killing. Kendrick Lamar, who was invited to the White House for President Obama's 55th birthday party, the same Lamar who wrote Bitch Don't Kill Me, and even raps about killing police officers. Another invitee, Rick Ross, glorifies date rape with lyrics, "Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it." Molly, by the way, is slang for the date rape drug ecstasy. Nicki Minaj, who often outdoes even the most vulgar of the rappers, has been invited to the White House with her husband, despite lyrics such as, "Make sure mama crawls on her knees, keep him pleased, rub him down, be a lady and a freak." This is the respectable side of Miss Minaj. Then there is the king and queen of rap, Jay-Z and Beyonce, who have been guests of the Obamas dozens of times. Jay-Z in Drunken Love wrote, "Slid the panties right to the side, ain't got time to take drawers off, and we sex again in the morning, your breasties is my breakfast." This, by the way, is the least profane of the lyrics that can be used on a radio show. The queen of rap, admired by the first lady, wrote, "He popped all my buttons and ripped my blouse. He Monica Lewinsky'd all over my gown," and then adds, "Handprints and good grips all on my ass." And this is the part of the rap that can be printed again without redaction. The N-word and sexually explicit lyrics are the calling card for rap. Mine is certainly not the first condemnation of this art form, nor do I use it to excuse Trump's coarse and crude language. What I cannot abide, however, is the sheer hypocrisy. If Trump has shaken the First Lady to a core for using the P-word, then she must be shaken continually by the rap she and her daughters listen to, which uses this vulgar expression repeatedly. At the risk of appearing incorrect, what is good for the goose should be good for the gander. Is it possible Hillary's husband gets a free ride for his indiscretions, but Donald Trump doesn't? In 1994-95, when the story about President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky broke, many liberals would say dismissively, "Well, it's just about sex." Well, isn't the Trump vulgarity just about sex? One dimension of the debasement in culture is the double standard. An average white person who uses the N-word is ipso facto a racist. An African-American rapper who uses the same word, very often in a negative context, is enlightened. The media control police will determine if it is acceptable or beyond the pale. But before Michelle Obama gets shaken any longer, I would suggest she read the lyrics of the best-known rap songs with her daughters and compare what she reads to the ignorant indignities of Donald Trump. Which shakes her core more? Or is that core suffering from a severe case of political correctness?